Hard and a half, Charlie says. Third and nine. Charlie takes a snap. Flag on the play.
That was
more than likely that is an encroachment or a false start.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
Or offsides, but it looked like encroachment.
False start on the offense. Or wait, they don't have false starts.
Illegal procedure.
It's illegal procedures. There is no false start.
There you go. I learned something new today.
It's okay. I learn something new every day.
I try to.
All right, Alec. Rex huddle comes out. Three wideouts on the near side, one far side, one running back.
Motion.
Number 88, Quinn Motion.
Didn't even get the ball moving. There was a fleck on the play.
Edison.
Another procedure or penalty, and they're walking it back even further for the Tigers, unfortunately.
This is going to be timeout, Iowa Valley. Give us some time to thank some of our sponsors. We're going to go with Crow Row Antiques. Crow Row Antiques is where you'll find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old, arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda and Cheryl will find it. Crow Row Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. We'd also like to thank the Griffs of New Sharon. For all your farm and home projects, thank the Griffs of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts and standard and heavy duty, including wood posts, including creosote, barb, and woven wire, and so much. The Griffs, your farm and home supplies in the South Central Iowa. Proud to support the New Sharon High School Athletics.
And just happens to be right across the street.
You know, I was there yesterday.
Yeah.
They do have a selection. They are rearranging, but they do have a selection of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything there. I like it there.
Friendly people. Willing to help you out whenever.
They definitely know what customer service is, that's for sure. Okay, we're back up at the line here.
Three wide off near side, one far side. Quarterback keeps it. Takes
right. Oh, broke one tackle. Gets it another yard out there.
Looks like Cole Spolstra was in on the stop. Took the initial hit. Fourth and 13. Ball on the
looks like
39.
Planning on going for it here.
It's a pass.
Oh, now look at
it. Little screen pass. And taken down immediately at the line of scrimmage by Austin Lanfair. All right, I beat the announcer.
And how you saw into that pile, I will never know.
It's a gift. It is now Warhawk football. First and 10 on the 30, on their own 34.
Shotgun snap, handed off.
Hand off to Rutledge. Gain for 1 yard, maybe two. No, Stockdale came in the game. He set off the whole first drive.
He did.
As they come to the line, Bortel, shotgun.
Hands off.
He keeps it. Comes to the near side and taken for a loss. Loss of 2.39 yards. Third and 11.
And they're back at the line. I think they're going to do a regular snap. No
shot. Pot hove in motion.
Oh, fakes the handoff, throws.
Overthrows pot hove. Just leads him just a little bit too far. Fourth and 11.
Got a little nervous in the pocket there.
I think the punt team's coming on.
That's definitely what it looks like.
You know, they kind of stalled out in their first drive. Second drive, they get the ball back. Gained 2 yards and lost it right next play and didn't get anywhere on the third.
They definitely got shut down a little bit there, didn't they?
Simmons, Gage Simmons in the punt. High snap. Over Simmons' head. Picks it up, and he's trying to get away. Run. Didn't get too far. Now, it could have been a lot worse if he...
If someone else would have got a hold of it.
Well, if he wouldn't picked it up and ran with it, it could have been Tiger's ball inside the Wendell Campbell State Farm red zone. Hand off to number one. Gain for 1 yard. Three wide outs, near side, one far side. Quarterback keeper, right up the middle.
Oh, right up
He's
the middle. Oh, down the side. No,
and pop home and takes him down at the 11-yard line. That is first down.
And you beat the announcer again.
I'm good. As Iowa Valley enters the red zone. Pat, screen pass.
Ooh, on their nose.
Like
Hawks take him down.
Number 12, Fortell on the tackle. We need to get you some glasses, Charlie.
You also have done this more than me.
I know. Quarterback and shotgun. Quarterback keeper. Doesn't get anywhere.
Nope. Stop cold.
I think you hit the red brick wall.
Red something or other.
Yeah, I kind of like that, red brick wall.
I like that. You gonna get endorsements for that or what?
I think I should.
I don't think the player that hit the red brick wall is going to like that comment very much.
We got equipment malfunction on Austin Carney, it looks like.
And looks like they're...
And we're going to have third down and 9 to go.
There we go.
And
back at
the State Farm Red Zone. Number 44, Carney, hands off to the... Receiver in motion.
Oh, no.
Wide open field.
Flag on the play.
Oh, there's a flag.
On the play.
In the vicinity of holding. Block in the back. On Iowa Valley. Touchdown's no good.
Yep. Calling that one back. He had a lot of real estate, too.
Yeah. I don't think anybody touched him either.
No, I don't think so. I don't know where the holding was on that one.
Now it's third and 19.
And we're back 40, at play here.
Under 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Score is 0-0. We got a pass.
It's up.
It's hip.
Oh, it's no
and
good.
It is no incomplete. I don't know who that was intended for.
There's a lot of red where that ball landed.
I kind of like those odds, though.
Yeah, 3-1 odds.
Fourth and 20. 30 seconds to go. Exactly 30 seconds. No point, just 30.
Yeah, still 0-0, obviously.
Hand off to number one. Yes, he stops at the line.
Stops at the line, yep.
That is four and out. Can't say three and out. Four and out because...
There was fourth down.
There we go.
Well, I can do that, Matt.
First and 10 from the Warhawks, 19.
All right.
25.4 seconds to go in the first quarter.
They're going to do something. They got to do it real quick.
5 seconds lasts a long time.
It does, especially in football.
Hands off to Stockdale. He's got it.
He's got some room there. Moved it a little bit.
He kind of moved the whole offensive or defensive line.
There's like three guys holding on him, and he was still moving forward. So,
and I think that the quarter's going to end.
Clock's still going, yep.
Thanks to more of our sponsors that allows us to come out here every Friday night and
watch
some football and broadcast the game to you. Garden Collier Jewelry. Garden Collier is the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Garden Collier Jewelry. They are the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and the Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. I'd also like to thank American Cleaning. American Cleaning is your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire, water damage, from flood or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is who you need to call. Whenever you need to whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call at 641-660-8358. Check some scores for you around the area.
All right, looks like Albia and Clark are still 0-0 in the first quarter. Centerville and CMB is 0-0 also in the first quarter. We got Keokuk and Davis County 0-0 in the first quarter. We got PCM and North Polk 0-0 first quarter. And we got Powell and Sheraton also 0-0 in their first quarter. Oskaloosa and Carlisle also 0-0 in the first quarter. We got Knoxville and Norwalk first quarter and 0-0. I'm seeing a trend here today.
As we start the second quarter, looks like Stockdale got some run right up the middle, gain of three. They gave it to him.
Nice.
Ball on the 30, right in front of us. North Mass is going to the right as you face your radio dial. I picked that one up from Wendell.
Okay. That's good plagiarism, then.
Thank you, Wendell.
Looks like Trent Wanders is back on the field.
Oh, fumble.
Oh.
Oh, Borsell just falls on it. I think he took his eye off the ball.
Just for a second there. That's all it takes. All right, looks like the Warhawks are just getting out of the huddle there. Back up at the line.
Two far side, two near side receivers.
In shotgun.
Looks like an option out to the
near
side.
Oh, taken down.
That is a gain of five, maybe six.
Yeah, looks about right.
Stockdale just ran over a few people, got out to the near side, and just took off.
Headed for home.
Reminds me of that movie, Angels in the Outfield. Run home.
Run home.
And the kid runs home.
Beeline's out the door. All right, they're back up at the line. Again in shotgun formation.
Hands off
Fakes the handoff.
We got pass.
Brady Ford.
Open. Oh,
that's
four. Jacob Calco. Carco.
Okay, works for me. They number definitely
four.
Read that play. It was a good-looking pass. He had double coverage on him, though, however.
Think
not so good.
I think the punt team comes out. Fifth, see if we can get a good snap on this one.
I hope so. Hope he ate his Wheaties.
Nice snap. Nice
up.
End over end punt.
Down. Number four catches up out of bounds.
Andrew Goumont right there to make sure he steps out of bounds. I think he was scared of Andrew.
That red can be defensive.
Andrew's a little guy.
You don't tend to measure them when they're coming at you full steam.
That's true. That is true.
You just decide whether you're going to go through or go around.
That brings Iowa Valley first and 10 on the 30 on their own 31. Score is still 0-0. 10:35 to go in the half. Quarterback keeper to the outside.
44 is running it up there. Breaks one tackle and he gets tackled after that.
Fawcett slows him up and then looks like Guma and Spiker came to finish the job.
I'm glad you know their names.
I cheat.
I do too, but I never see the number in time. To be honest.
Hand
off shotgun.
One.
Hand it off. Ooh, break a couple tackles.
Lowers his shoulder right into Andrew Goumont, who doesn't let go and takes him down.
Dog with a bone.
Enters Warhawk territory on the 47. First and 10 from the 47. Defensive shift. Quarterback in shotgun. Receiver in motion.
Faking shotgun again.
Wide open hole for the quarterback keeper. Taking down.
They like to keep that ball tonight, don't they?
Taken down just past the Warhawk 40.
Just shy.
Well, still just shy.
Yep.
He's on the 41.
He's on the line, yep.
Quarterback keeper to the outside. Missed a couple of tackles.
Breaks the tackle. Oh.
Fortell.
He hit that red wall again.
Fortell. And there's one more over there. And Trent Wanders on the tackle.
Still beating the announcer. That's good.
I'm keeping up with the announcer. That's got to say something. Hand off to number one. Wide open hole.
Wide open. Wide open field.
And he's in.
Oh, flag on the play.
We got laundry.
Trump pops him back by the line.
There's dirty laundry. Let's see what this says. Let's see what they say. That's usually where the holding is.
Yeah, there are a couple guys trying to play patty cake the wrong way back there, too.
Holding against on the Tigers. Offense. That is a spot foul, 10-yard spot foul.
Gee, there you go. You know your fouls.
Hey, I'm a Raiders fan for a reason.
There you go. That'll do it. Speaking of foul, I wonder how Wendell's doing.
Yeah, he's going to North Dakota. Hand off to number one. Open hole. Number 44.
And
Braden Tyrell.
And number 18, Mr. Andrew Goumont again.
You know, Andrew's been all over the place this game.
He's getting in there. That's awesome. Another
quarterback keeper. Braden Tyrell slows him down so the red brick wall just stands there and he doesn't go anywhere.
Finishes it up.
Quarterback in shotgun, three wideouts, one in motion. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Stood up. Stood up.
Still moving. Still up. Still moving. And now he's down.
We got fourth and three. Fourth and four. Fourth and three. Something. Not fourth and six.
Yep, fourth and three.
And they're going for three wideouts. Handoff. Right to number one.
Ooh,
take
stop.
It. Stop at the line.
No going forward there.
That's that red brick wall.
It is a nice immovable four. Stopped them cold again on the fourth down. I suppose I could do that.
Yeah, I think you should.
Say hello to my wife, Melissa, who's working hard tonight so I can go out and play. Hi, honey. I imagine I'll get a text for that one.
You never know. Hand off to Rutledge.
She wasn't even on.
Oh.
Should have done it anyway. That's what we get.
Oh, well. She can always go in the archives and listen to it.
There you go. That's what I'll make her do.
You know, I got to say thanks to Laura Faye watching our kids tonight.
Yep. And your lovely wife.
Yeah,
Beverly.
She's making sure my wife behaves. Three. Yeah, hand off to Stockdale, takes it up on the left side.
I got about two, maybe 3 yards out of that.
You got about five.
There you go. 5 yards. You got it.
Third and two
there from
29-yard line. We can call it a 30. It's close enough to the 30. It's like an inch.
It's grazing it.
That's what cows do.
That too.
Power eye. Hand off to Stockdale. Stockdale should.
He's still running. Oh, got caught up by the line there.
Made to the line of scrimmage. No further.
Looks like
fourth and two.
Looks like they're not going to play. Take any chances here.
Fourth and two. Bolstra. I think that's right. No, Gage Simmons in the punt. Nice snap. Nice. Somewhat spiraling punt. Takes it down. Warhawk bounce to the 30, to the 29 of Iowa Valley. I'd like to thank Medicat Pharmacy. The Medicat Pharmacist is knowledgeable, professional, and caring. Medicat staff knows me, and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take time to answer questions, and I know they care. That's the Medicat Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. Oh! Sorry about that. I had to thank a sponsor, and we missed a play, but it turned into be an incomplete pass.
A very nice throw, but just a little above him.
You know, I always say if it hits your hands, you should catch it.
Yeah, but it depends. If it's right on the top of your finger, it's kind of hard to catch it. And here we go, waiting for the snap here. Let's hand it off. Looks like he's found a good gap there. Oh, he's getting away. He's being followed by a couple of Warhawks. They just fall from the distance.
No flag.
That looks like it's going to be a touchdown for Iowa Valley Tigers.
71-yard touchdown run.
He is one happy boy right about now.
That puts the Tigers ahead of the Warhawks, 6-0.
Another 5 minutes.
Pending the extra point.
He found that opening and made it work for him.
Kick is up. No good.
No good.
Wide right. I think the laces were in.
Laces were out.
Laces out. For those that don't know, that's an Ace Ventura Pet Detective reference.
All right. Looks like a little...
Look at a little break. I'd like to thank Boyd U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. Boyd U.S. Cellular, the company who puts the people... who puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in one of the four locations, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon, today and see, or not today, tomorrow, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, better. Boy, it's U.S. Cellular. They're close.
Well, I hope for their sake they are.
Hopefully they're here at the game.
Yeah.
At home listening to us.
Wishing they were at the game.
That's right.
Yep.
Maybe we're giving them a laugh.
Now I hope so. And the kick is up.
Decent kick.
It's caught.
Wanders.
And he's...
Tiptoes around.
Just thinking about it there for a second.
Tiptoes around. Makes it out to the 27, 28.
20-yard line.
The first and 10 from the 28-yard line.
So they just swapped out the football there.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
They do.
Hands off the Stockdale to the outside. Got some faith. Being drugged down and then gain of 3, maybe 2.
I'll go with 3. You've been right a lot tonight.
Don't let my wife know.
See, you're right again. That's just why I decided to back that pony. Hey, we're down to 4 minutes and 30-some-odd seconds here.
Power eye formation. Oh, that is a... illegal procedure on North Mahaska.
Okay. It looks like we're going for Iowa Valley on that.
Oh, never mind. Scratch that. That is it. That is encroachment on Iowa Valley.
Coach is not happy about that one. All right.
No, I saw North Mahaska's line moving and ball wasn't snapped. And
they're getting back up at the line here.
But, you know, the refs are out there doing one of the hard jobs.
Better than me.
Option, Portell keeps it, gets stopped.
Wrestled out of bounds there.
Gets stopped at the line of scrimmage. 3rd and 2.
Will not
3rd and 3. Lost a yard. Half yard. A foot.
Somewhere like that. Nope, 3rd and 2. You're right.
Hey, is a third of a yard a foot?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a reason I deal with computers.
We're Teltech Snapples.
Nice little
caught by Gage Simmons as he takes it to the 50.
With a Warhawks first down. Nice little screen pass there.
I thought that was getting blown up in the backfield, but Cortell was able to make a little screen pass to Simmons. And made a really good gain out of it.
They did. Definitely capitalized.
1st and 10 on the neutral side of the field.
Yep.
A 50. They take snaps. pitches to Hill, and he is drugged down in the backfield by Austin Carney.
Looks like he landed right back on the 50.
Rutledge comes limping off.
Feeling that one. All right, they had it back up to the line here.
Rattell under center.
Another high formation.
Hand off to Soghill. Makes it up to the outside.
That's an opening. Oh.
That is close to the first down. That's down.
I think it's down
at the 40. That is a first down.
Yeah.
He made it to the 40 and a half yard line.
Got to get that half in there, right?
Hey.
Every bit counts.
Hey, even a foot counts.
It does. All right, they're lining back up here.
Martell still under center. Takes the snap.
Fakes it. Running back. He's got it going off.
He's got pie over it open.
Oh, double man coverage, and it's no good.
Underthrew it, and pie open got in there and broke the interception up.
Incomplete pass. Sure looked good.
That looked good. A lot of things look good.
Yes, they do.
Food.
Yeah, your nachos definitely look good.
You know, if you want some good super nachos, you got to go up to North Manhattan game. They're eating good cold.
They are good. I don't know about cold, but they are good.
They're good cold.
I believe you.
You got a pass play?
Oh, the quarterback running for his life here. Gets the out of bounds safe and on his feet.
Didn't get hit, didn't get touched.
There's a whole lot of white coming behind him, though.
Third and two. We're going to go third and two.
Again.
Quarterback keeper right up, Martell keeper right up the middle. And that is good for a first down.
Nicely done, Warhawks.
As they enter just outside the window cable, State Farm Red Zone. Not in it, but they're outside of it.
We've got about a
first
minute.
First 10 on the 27.
5 to go. And a half. Back up on the line.
Martell and shotgun. Takes a Martell keeps it. Gain of one. We're going to have a timeout by the Warhawks. I guess it's a chance to thank Cargill of New Sharon. Cargill of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operations. They carry corn and soybeans by Monsanto. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall application and check out our prepay options. What else would like to say? Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, c1styuyourvoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA.
There you go. All right, still waiting for this timeout to wrap up here.
1:10 to go in the half. Second and 9 on the 28th. Warhawks down 6-0.
Going back for a pass.
Pass.
And it's off.
Still open.
And it's
and
good.
Got it. Touchdown. Warhawks. Yeah, touchdown, yeah. Warhawks.
That's awesome. Nice pass.
A 28-yard pass to Carson Stoghill. He's happy about that.
Yep. Gets the Warhawks on the board.
6-6, bending the extra point. Jack Munson in the kick.
Kick is up. Oh, deflected.
Lucas Greco blocks the extra point. I got some help. I got Iowa Valley's coaches over here.
All right, so it's now going to be Iowa Valley's ball. We got a minute 3 left in the half. Score is 6-6. He didn't hear me just say that, I guess.
Nope. You know,
kind of foggy out tonight.
It is.
Got a little haze over the field tonight.
You know, I'm upset with the weatherman because he said it was going to be 76 degrees.
Mm.
It's more like 67 degrees.
Well, everybody gets dyslexic every once in a while, you know.
That's every day. James Spiker in to do the kickoff. Nice low kick. Taking at the 15. And he meets nobody. And he's open. And he pushed out of bounds at the
45?
At the 47 of Iowa Valley. I think. First and 10 from the 47. Kind of cool how the fog's over here on the...
Yeah. There's some, like, smoke effect out on the field there. Oh.
A little screen pass.
Oh, up into nobody.
Looked like the intended interceptor would be Cole Fulstra. I mean, it hit him right in the chest and it fell to the ground.
I think it shocked him more than anything.
It did. He's up at the line and just bam. Iowa Valley comes to the line. Shotgun formation. Looks like a good pass. Little screen pass broken up by Hortel. Great defense right there. 45.7. Third and 10 on the 47. Iowa Valley breaks huddle.
Up to the line.
Little bubble screen out to Yep, 88. Marshall Young. That is a first down. That's enough for a first down.
Oh, yeah.
Well. I'm out. Iowa Valley.
We're sitting at about 31.7 seconds left in the half. couple of scores while we wait for this timeout here. We've got Oskaloosa and Carlisle. It's 14 Carlisle. Oskaloosa 0 is still in the first quarter. The Knoxville-Norwalk is Norwalk 7, Knoxville 0, still in the first quarter. Marshall and Sidell is 0-0 first quarter.
A lot of zeros up there.
There's a lot of zeros still. And it's a lot of people still in the first quarter.
Well, that's the thing about the run game. It takes a lot of time off the clock.
Yep, it definitely is a clock burner. Looks like the Tigers are coming up to the line here.
35 seconds to go in the half. Second and 12, ball in the 42 of North Mahaska.
Shotgun formation again. Nope. Flag on the play.
Illegal procedure on the offense. I'll make it second and 17.
17. A lot of penalties tonight.
Fortunately, none for North Mahaska.
That is very true.
Okay. And handoff
to
Young.
Marshall Young, who is taken down pretty much almost to the line of scrimmage.
Kind of hard to see over there. It's kind of foggy.
It's definitely rolling in thick.
I'm waiting for Ozzy Osbourne to pop up.
I was going
to
say, is this a Halloween venue night or something, or what? And the clock is winding down.
Ball a little bubble screen pass out to Marshall Young.
And he's going. Got pushed out.
That out of bounds 30. 30. That ends the first half.
Yeah.
With the score all tied up at sixes. We appreciate you guys listening to us wherever you are. And Mr. Fuzzy, Charlie Bowen.
Yup, yup.
We'll be right back in about 10 minutes, bring you the second half.
We'll be back.
Oh. Muscatine, 13. Iowa City, City High, 14. Muscatine, my hometown.
Yep.
And next, Iowa Valley goes to the right as you face your radio dial. Quarterback keeper stops by the
line.
The red brick wall.
I was pushing back that time.
Gain of 3.
Yep. Right on.
Second and 7. Ball in the 40.
5.
5. Thank you.
Anytime. I'm here the whole half. And then line it up for shotgun again. The ball
quarterback keeper takes it up the middle. Down.
Stops just shy. Not going to get quite a first down there, I don't think.
Down on the Tigers, 48, 49-yard line.
I think you're about on that. Yep. A 3 gain of 3.
Third and 4. Ball on the 49. 48, 49.
Says 49, looks like 48.
The Tigers 49.
Yep. About ready to cross over into the Warhawk zone here.
Quarterback keeper takes up the middle. Met by.
Oh, met by that. Takes him down just over. Might be good for a first down, though.
They got the first down.
Yep. That is the first down.
Gain of 5, I want to say. First and 10, ball on the Warhawk 47.
About right on.
You got to clarify that because, you know.
Yep. Because they can't see what we see.
That's right.
All right, shotgun formation for the Tigers again.
Bubble screen.
Oh, nice little screenshot. Warhawks are ready for it. Hits them just about before the first down, looks like.
Number 12, Jacob Bortel on the tackle there. Second and 1, That's a gain of 9 yards. Just under 10 minutes to go in the third quarter.
1 little yard to go here. For the Tigers, and they're on the line again. Shotgun formation. Ball's out.
Hands off to number one. And he stopped at the line.
Yeah, pushed back a little bit. Was it enough? I don't think so.
They gave him forward progress.
Still waiting to see if it was a first down. I'm not sure.
It should be a first down.
I think it should be too, but looks like they have to discuss a few things here. The refs are talking about it.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
Yep.
There's a little powwow. First down, Iowa Valley first down.
It is a first down.
First and 10, ball now, Warhawk 39. 19 or
37. They just moved it on you. Fans are getting rowdy here.
Quarterback keeper up the middle, hit the red brick wall for a gain of one.
A tough gain of one by the looks of it.
Maybe two.
All right, Tigers come up to the line again out of their huddle. And
shotgun formation, 3 wide outs near side, 1 far.
Looks like we might be throwing this one.
Quarterback keeper.
Again.
Up the middle. Ran into that red brick wall.
Once again, he likes it there. Quarterback wants to keep the ball today.
I think he's trying to tag his name on there.
Or something. The way he's hitting these guys might be taking his face if he's not careful. All right, we're back of line scrimmage, shotgun formation for the Tigers. And stop cold on a handoff.
4th and 7. Ball on the 35.
Not any forward progression there. Jeremy Nebraska, looks like. For the Tigers.
That's off on.
Looks like they're going to. Looks like they might be punting this one.
Punt team comes out. High snap.
Ooh, high snap.
That's a fake.
It's a fake.
And he's got a throw.
Caught by our friend, Mr. Trent Wanders.
Hey, you got that one.
Did. However, that does give the Tigers a first down.
On first down on a fake punt.
Oh, and it almost looked like it went almost over the guy's head too. So that was good recovery
first
on his part.
First and 10, ball in the 15, State Farm red zone. Motion, hands off to the motion man.
Oh,
big hit. Popped off
the backfield.
Oh.
Yeah. Got a player hurt here. Who is that? That's
Andrew Gumont.
Oh, no. Poor Andrew. Grabbing his wrist. Hope he's okay. And they're back at the line of scrimmage here.
Quarterback keeper.
Going to the outside.
Oh,
taken down.
Down by number 9.
Carson Stodgill. Nice sack there.
A loss of
4.
3. 3rd and 12, ball in the 16. It's getting really difficult to see out here now.
It is beyond foggy at this moment. All right, they're back at the line. Shotgun formation for the Tigers.
Quarterback
handoff and quarterback sneak. maybe
the red brick wall.
Keeping that game to a minimum, that red brick wall.
Four. Fourth and 12, fourth and 11, all on the 16.
Good question here, what they're going to do.
You know,
close enough to maybe try a field goal here. You never know.
No, they're going to go for it. Quarterback comes out. Three wideouts, far side, one near.
In the shotgun formation again.
And quarterback keeper.
Oh, number
there's
58.
That red brick wall.
Stop by Austin Lamp here, which gives us a good little turnover back to the Warhawks.
First and 10, ball on the
15.
The foggy 15.
Definitely foggy 15, yes. And getting foggier towards the Tiger end. Warhawks step up to the line.
Pitch out to Stockdale.
Got it going. Oh, got that first down, it looks like.
Number 65, Zeb Williams led the way with some nice blocking. Stockdale gets a 9-yard gain. Second and one, ball on the
24.
Yeah.
Going to get that yard here. Hopefully get
power eye.
Power eye formation.
Head off to Rutledge.
Oh. Player's getting a little aggressive there.
He's got the first down.
Got that first down. Good job.
First and 10.
Looked like it was a little short from here, but.
It's the angle.
It's definitely the angle. And the fog. And it's possibly time for me to visit the eye doctor again. All right, going for shotgun formation for the Warhawks. And he hands off.
Stockdale.
He's
met in the backfield, but managed to gain one or 2 yards.
I think he might got two out of that one.
Maybe three.
That fog is making it hard to tell.
But it is an interesting...
It is definitely an interesting ambiance to the game.
It kind of looks like there's a dome over the Isle of Valley.
It does.
With the light.
Like a halo of them almost. Anyway.
They got a force field. Power eye formation.
Oh. A couple of flags there.
Legal procedure on the offense. 5-yard penalty. Repeat, second down.
Yeah.
That would be second and 12 from the 34. No, 14. No.
No. Maybe. No.
29. No.
24.
24.
All right, we're sitting at about 3:30 there. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Yeah, they're coming out of the huddle, up to the line. In that I formation again.
Pitch to Stockdale. He's got a little breakaway.
He's got it on the outside. Come up the line.
Oh, he's got it.
He's broken out of the tackle.
He's down to the Tiger.
The 47. The 47.
40 tackles. Oh, 47.
47 in the Tiger zone there.
Zeb Williams leading the way again, just taking two, three defenders out.
Opening up a path for him to just keep on moving.
I mean, he gets hit, knocked back, he still keeps his feet, and just keeps him turning like a wheel.
A machine, just running it.
I mean, wow.
First and 10 on the Tiger 47.
Hand off the Stocks. And he's taken down back at the line of scrimmage. Second 9. Ball in the 46.
46, 45.
Something.
Something.
Yeah, it's the 46.
We got two and change
line.
Going to the third here.
I can see the white line in the ball.
It's on that side. Shotgun formation goes back, hands off
to Rutledge. He's
and
got
Rose space. Is moving, breaking up. Went into a wall of white almost. Not to steal the wall reds there, but.
Tackled at the 40.
Just shy of the 40, it looks like. About 40 seconds.
He got
that side of the 40, though.
I don't know what one we're going with.
I think they're going to be
on the 38.
The refs are discussing it.
Oh, there's a flag.
Oh, was there a flag? I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's on the 40. It's on the 40 back there.
Oh, yeah, it is. The fog.
Sportsmanlike conduct on the Warhawks.
Looks like number 12. The Fortell that did that?
I think that was Fortell that did that.
Yeah, it looks like they were, the refs were talking to Fortell about this on sportsmanlike conduct.
It's dead ball.
Dropping it back a few. Back into the...
That's a 15-yard penalty.
Oof.
That'd be second and... second and long. Second and 17.
Yep.
Long.
Definitely long. Longer it was, is that going to go? And Trent Waters comes back onto the field. Back of the line of scrimmage. Eye formation.
Eye formation.
Fakes the handoff. Goes for a pass. It's up.
Oh.
And it's incomplete. Intended for... Ooh.
Trent Waters,
who just got hit.
You know, that was real close to being a...
after the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real close.
Real... yeah. And we're sitting at a minute, 25 seconds left in the third here. So it's now fourth down and a whole lot to go.
Fourth and 17, ball on the 47.
That too. Shotgun formation for
nope,
the Warhawks.
Oh. Spiraling, high spiraling punt. Down five.
Four.
They down it at the 3-2.
Beautiful punt.
First and 10, Iowa Valley on the 2. On their own, too.
That's going to be some work for them. Almost like a movie shot out there with all this fog and experience for these kids.
High Valley comes out. Shotgun formation, three wideouts far side, one near. Quarterback keeper runs into that red brick wall. Gain of two. Gain of three. That might give him four.
And the clock is ticking away really quick here.
That's a decimal.
I know it is. That's why it's quicker.
Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Score still 6-6. Second and five. Or no, second and seven. Handoff to number one.
Oh, he gets away, but he's tackled
Dogsville.
By.
Dogsville pounced on him like a tiger.
He was not letting him get away. He was not playing around there. He's like, you come back here.
That's enough for a first down. First and 10. Ball on the 17. Somebody comes on through the fog for Iowa Valley.
I didn't see the number on that jersey.
I didn't see him until he got all the way to the huddle. Three wide outs, far side, one near.
Shotgun formation.
It's a pass.
Intended for 32. Looks like Calvin Cooingwood for the Tigers.
Pothoven on the lead. Coverage.
Yeah.
Mr. Adam Pothoven. Less than a second.
0.7 to be exact.
Second and 10, ball on the 15, but that's past the 15. It's like 16.
Ish.
Maybe 17. Ish.
You know, the whole night's going to be blamed on the fog. We're just going to go with that now.
Quarterback keeper.
Quarterback keeper. He's gone. Getting out there. Number 21 close. Nope. Oh.
Cuts back.
Comes back. And he's
chopped. Over and drops him.
About the 25 in the Warhawk zone. No flags on that play.
That we could see.
Exactly. I don't know. I couldn't even see where the end zones were on the other side either.
I know you folks at home can't see it, but...
Well, there, that's what our problem is, too. We're having the same...
And of the third quarter, we got a couple more sponsors to thank. Hey, do you know what ProLine does?
They build.
That's what I said when Wendell asked me that.
They do great buildings, what they do.
They build dreams.
Yes, they do.
ProLine Building Company. Building dreams is what ProLine does. Let them help you realize your dream with ProLine Building. If a new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call ProLine Building Company now. ProLine has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. The reputation has been built on integrity, fair, and honest bidding and doing the job right for the first time. This is the website at iowadreambuilders.com today and book your dream today.
And they just look good, too.
They do.
I like their building.
And they're right down the road
yep.
from...
In between New Sharon and Oski there, yep.
I'd also like to thank Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business. A new bundle package that includes free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do a KIIC day call. Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep directly for your best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year.
All right.
And off to number one, Matt, the red brick wall.
Oh.
Looks like a gain of 5. Second and 5. Second and 5. Ball on the
22nd and 7.
24.
Yep, I think that's what they meant.
It's a pass play. Can't see it. Nobody can see.
No, I can't even tell if he caught that or not.
He did not catch it.
Disappeared into the fog.
I mean,
it's like, where'd he go?
I think there's three people in the back corner.
There's one guy in the end zone running. Oh, that's the ref. Sorry about that. The black and white's not helping him at this moment. They literally went to the far end zone from where we are and disappeared, like in a movie set. It was pretty cool during the halftime show to almost look like they had a fog effect going on, but it wasn't intentional. That's the first time I've seen a marching band in a fog effect.
Hand off to number one. That's the red brick wall.
Stop right at the line of scrimmage almost. Tigers are kind of grouped together here in the huddle here, trying to figure out what to do with all this fog.
I don't even know what to do with all that fog. I think it's thick enough you can shovel it.
Pretty much. Getting there.
As Olive Valley breaks for huddle, they come out with three wide receivers near side. They're headed to the left as you face your radio dial.
In the shotgun formation.
It looks like a pass.
It's out.
It's up. It's somewhere.
That is not going to be an easy way to catch the ball, and unfortunately doesn't. Pass is incomplete. I think the days of being able to pass the ball in this game tonight are dwindling fast. Unfortunately, the fog is thicker on the north side of the field here at North Mahaska.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
All right, it's first and 10 for the Warhawks now as the Iowa Valley turned it over on downs. Hands off Stockdale. He drives forward for a gain of 7.
Coming up to the 10-minute mark left in the fourth quarter.
Second and 4. 3
on the 31.
Score is still 6-6. We may, if nobody scores, we may be looking at OT.
All right.
Hands off to Stockdale. Breaks one tackle.
Might be good enough that first down, looks like.
35-yard line.
And it is good for the first down.
Right on the 35-yard line. You know how I know?
Because it's right in front of us?
Right in front of me. I mean.
Yeah, that one I think I could even get right. Not sure, but I could. All right. North Mahaska steps up to the line in that I formation.
Hands off to Butlish as he
kind of burst through that line there.
I mean,
my goodness. That was a gain of 7.
Gain of 7? I mean, he looked like a bulldozer.
I think the only thing stopped him was the ground. A gain of 6. Oh, and it's up.
We got some flags out. We're fighting the gate to fumble.
Yeah, there was two penalty markers, actually.
I think that goes with the same person.
I think so. I like how the ref had to line them up together. It appeals to my OCD. The refs are discussing what's the situation here. About to find out what's going on. Looks like it might be against...
personal foul, face mask on the defense.
Oh, Iowa Valley takes that penalty.
That'd be a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
First down. Moving it down the field a little more. That might put us just into the Tiger zone now, is it? Almost right at the 50.
Looks like it's on Iowa Valley 48.
I see that one. It's not the way I'd like to see him get a first down, but it works.
Hey. Hands off to Stockdale. He's got a big
hole. Opening there. Oh!
Runs over one.
Get hit. And then hits the other one. Stewart in the chest. Number 25.
Timothy Thomas.
There you go.
Timothy Thomas.
T.T. Warhawks are in the puddle.
Two.
Ball. T.T. now 2-2. I didn't know we were doing tongue twisters here.
All right. 39.
Yeah.
Hand off to Stockdale as he takes
Stock
the middle one to the line.
Stock just passed by number 25 again. And that's Timothy Thomas one more time.
Got ran over. Oh, we got some laundry.
Flag on the play. Yeah. I don't know how Timothy actually stopped him. He more like just kind of rolled that train all the way down.
Personal foul. Heading to the head. Offense.
That's against the Warhawks. Looks like the coach is not happy about that call.
I mean, that negates the first down that they had.
Yep. They're moving that ball back down the field.
Drives it back.
Is that ball under easy come, easy go?
No.
No. No.
I think he was putting his head down with his eyes up.
Yeah.
Or eyes down, so he's steering them.
Yeah.
Which is illegal because cause neck injury.
Yes, it can.
Eye formation. Bartal hands it off to Stockdale. He's got
Stockdale's
some space.
Got some space again. And caught up in a little clutter.
Looks like number 60, Jeremy Nebraska, on the stop. Trey 5, ball on the 43.
Coming up on the 7-minute mark.
On a foggy October Friday night.
Good thing it's not Friday the 13th on a foggy night.
Right.
Going up, Brown.
Going outside.
Oh, just outside. Got out of bounds. Taken down.
Out of bounds. Gain of 3, maybe 4. No. Gain of 2?
2, yeah, it looks like.
Fourth and 2.
On the 43, it looks like. All right. In the huddle, break. They can come right off the huddle.
Fourth down right here.
This is the time. Getting into it here. Got it.
Up the middle. It's going to be close for a first down. And I think he got it. He got it. He got the first down. Bartal.
There you go.
Just runs right over the center.
A little bit of leapfrog there towards the end, looks like.
Playing Frogger.
Yeah.
No, that'd be a good game to invent. Frogger football.
Unless you're the frog. It would be fun hitting people. It's just being the frog would be a little downright
there. Eye formation.
Passes off to
Stockdale
again.
As he spins out of one tackle.
Still running. Still going. Oh. And brought down.
Four progress. Gain of 2, maybe 3.
Maybe 3 on that one, I think. We'll see here.
The fog's starting to get real heavy on the north side of the field.
I think they're drawing it down that way as they move down towards the end zone here.
I mean, it is foggy.
I don't know if we said that enough tonight. Did you know it's foggy out?
You know what's eerie? There's a cemetery behind us, too.
Yeah, as long as nothing crawls out of that fog, I'm okay.
High formation pitch at Stockdale, as he's got Zeb Williams as his lead blocker.
Yep. Made a little extra gain there. I don't know if he got the first down.
He's close to the first down. It looks like it's going to be third and one. Third and a short one.
Sounds about right. They're still looking at it here, I think, Dave. Third and one. Got it again.
Real right. Close to that 8 yards shy of the Wendell Campbell State Farm red zone.
Come on, Wes. Go in that end zone here. Coming up to the line here.
4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game.
Eye formation.
Hand off to Stockdale.
Got a gap and a half there. Nice move.
Gain
a first down again. Lady with Stockdale.
Gain of 5 or 6, maybe 8. Looks like he's on the 20, maybe 21.
21, somewhere in there, and we're waiting to see here. Of course, everybody's got to rush the fog away to see where the ball is. Man.
First and 10, ball in 23.
High formation. Stockdale's running off to the far end there.
We got some in the middle.
Brought down just about 1 yard line, 2.
Yeah, we got a dirty hanky on the field.
Oh, some more dirty laundry. Oh, no. What we got here?
I think I blew my nose in it.
That'd be bad.
You know, you're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC.6. And I think we got a new cover photo for him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can Photoshop whatever school you want in there.
Pea soup. All right, so now we're...
With that penalty, pushes North Mahaska back.
Yep. Got to redo what they just did.
First and...
A whole bunch of lots.
First and 25?
5 on the 20. That's not on the 23.
First and 25.
Yep.
Hand off to Stockhill.
Stockhill.
He's running over his own traffic. Goes to the other side.
And it's brought down outside out of bounds. A gain of 5?
Ah, excuse me.
And looks like Tom's Nachos are coming back to pay him a visit.
Hey. They taste good coming back up to.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one, but all right. If you say so. All right. Warhawks coming out of the huddle here.
Second and 14, ball in the 26.
I formation.
Counter play to Rutledge as he gained maybe 7?
7, 6 or 7, I'm thinking.
It's hard to tell. He gained 6. Third and 7. Ball inside that Wendell Campbell State Farm red zone.
And we're sitting at 3 minutes in the fourth quarter of the game.
Oh, spins away from
the backfield. Tackle is a game. Again there.
He
finds a nice hole opening there. And met
all the way,
Tigers.
All the way down to the 10-yard line.
Yeah,
that's
got
good enough for a first down.
Way to make up the distance, Warhawks.
Inside that State Farm red zone.
What we can see of it. As the fog has now shifted from north to south.
Two minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the game, pretty much.
Still formation. 6-6. Yep.
Hand off to Stockhill as he's at the backfield.
Push back a little bit.
Second and 10. Ball on the 10. 2 minutes and...
Not quite 10 seconds. We tried on that one.
Frank Connell has to come back up to center. I mean, we're here for a barn burner tonight. Hand off to quarterback keeper.
Keeper.
Yeah.
I believe so.
No. Hand off to A.J. Hibbler. And it gained
2.
Gained 5.
Nope. 3. Nope.
I think there's timeout.
Timeout.
Iowa Valley.
Oh,
1 minute, 30 seconds.
It was a riveting game even without the fog.
Got a sponsor to thank. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop protection products as well as agronomic services. Crop Production Services, only the one name in crop production inputs. You know, we appreciate all the sponsors that make this happen this year. We also thank Joe back at the studio that allows us to come out here and broadcast all these games. You know, we couldn't do it without all the support from everybody. And especially people that are listening to us at home. that aren't able to come out here. You know, we appreciate you guys listening and tuning in to us.
All right, we're getting ready to...
3rd and 6, ball on the 7, inside that State Farm red zone.
The Warhawks is coming out of their huddle, coming up to the line here. The crowd is definitely into this.
Sogdos
going through a
bunch of people
with some resistance.
4th and 2. Time out, Iowa Valley. That gives them one less of this.
Now we just heard from the booth here that they can't even see the chains, and come to think of it, I can't even see the bleachers on the other side.
I can't even see the team.
That's true. The team is now disappeared into the fog. Brings up the thought of that scary movie called The Fog. Probably previous to your time. Makes me feel
old. No, they redid it.
They did redo it. I didn't see the redo, though.
I don't think I've seen
I saw the original.
I didn't try either of them.
But it is a very kind of cool yet creepy foggy night.
With the cemetery behind us.
Okay, yeah, I was good that you pointed that out to me. No, I'm not afraid of cemeteries.
Alvia, 14. Clark, 0.
Centerville, 0.
CMB.
CMB is 14, and they're in halftime. Keokuk and Davis County. Davis County is leading 25-13 in halftime. And everybody's getting into this here. That's
Mahaska comes back on the field. The fans, the crowd is just on their feet.
Ready to watch them get this in here if they can. Here they line up, I formation.
Power formation, Stockdale.
Stockdale's gone.
He is in.
Touchdown. It's touchdown. Nicely done.
Touchdown. Carson Stockdale. 2 yard run.
Everybody is just going crazy here now.
Then they had one to go for a first down.
Yep.
And I think Stockdale said, hey, why don't we just go for a score?
Why go for a one? Okay, and then line up for the
extra point.
And a very, very foggy thinker brings to the kicker. Ball is off.
It is good.
And it is good. Nicely done. The rest of us is good. I don't know that I saw it go through, but
I saw it go through. I saw it go straight up.
I saw it go up, and then I lost into this, are we calling it fog now?
I think it's a cloud.
It's a cloud that has descended upon us. Its own version of precipitation here tonight. As we're about ready to...
1 minute, 15 seconds.
As I was saying,
North Mahaska takes the timeout.
Get a couple scores for you while we're waiting for North Mahaska here. Davis County is 25, Keokuk is 13 at halftime. North Polk and
BCM
is 14-0. And Pella is 54, Sheraton 0.
Wow.
Halftime.
Pella, number one team in the state.
That is
3A.
A game and a half there. Carlisle over Oskaloosa is 38-0, halftime. Norwalk over Knoxville, 17-7 at halftime. And Marshall and Seidel is still 0-0. All right. North Mahaska is getting ready to kick the ball off here.
Upset going on. Bella Christian is losing to Iowa City Regina, which Iowa City Regina had its first loss this year in 54 games.
Oh, my goodness. The cheerleaders are screaming at us here.
That's not the cheerleaders.
Oh, it's not. Okay, that's crowd. Cheerleaders. I can't see them. Okay, if that guy can kick the ball to someone down at the end zone, I'm okay here. I don't know where they're
kick.
And it's an over kick. Caught by number 44.
Wow.
Mr. Austin Kearney. and he stopped about.
Bolstra just drives him into the ground. Minute 10 left to go in the game. 13-6. First and 10. Timeout, North Mahaska.
Has not been declared. This is a fog bowl.
Didn't I say that earlier?
You did, yep. During halftime, we were discussing what to call it.
Yeah, it says fog bowl.
Yep. Apparently, they took it and plagiarized it.
Do you know a good lawyer?
I don't. I know a good insurance guy, but that's a whole other conversation.
Who would that be?
That'd be Wendell.
Wendell Campbell, State Farm.
Yes.
Who is not here with us tonight. I had to take over his duties and Kelly took over my duties. Mr. Fuzzy over here.
Fuzzy was he.
He was a bear.
I'm just getting an early start on No Shave November here. So.
Yeah, I did No Shave November and October.
I might do a No Shave next year even, but I think my wife might kick me out about then.
I got a place for you.
Yeah, I've seen your basement. I like your little man cave.
Oh, it's a flea flicker.
Oh, it's up.
Pothoven tackles him. It's caught.
Let's see if it was good. It was good?
It was caught.
It's a good catch.
Ball on a 50. First and 10 on the 50.
The clock stops at a minute. 1 minute left to try to get down to the end zone for these guys.
Shotgun formation.
It's back, and it is thrown to the side of.
Oh,
he's running.
Caught it.
I can't see who it is, but they're running.
Taken down by North Mahaska. Fumble. And I think it's a touchback.
Someone just whistled.
Is that a touchback? Iowa Valley fumbled it. And I think it went out in the end zone, which was result in a touchback for North Mahaska.
Yep. Looks like it might be North Mahaska's ball here.
And I'm sorry for the delay, but we cannot see.
We can't see it, and we're waiting for the refs and be able to see the refs. So, because they're on the far side of the field here at North Mahaska's lovely football field, and we can't see them. I can barely make out the other team on the other side of the field. It is North Mahaska's ball.
North Mahaska ball.
And yes, it is.
First and 10. Ball on the 20. 41.5 seconds.
Good night, Irene.
That is, wow.
I wish I could say I saw it happen, but I heard it happen. I did not see it either.
And you heard it happen as we were here now.
Yep. We usually like to see it happen, but this time we had to hear it. And just like you are. We're sitting at 41 and a half seconds here in the fourth quarter. It's now going to be North Mahaska's ball again.
I mean, they caught it. He fumbled it on the one, and it went out of bounds through the end zone.
Yep.
Which resulted in a touchback.
Yep.
Well, a touchback, North Mahaska ball on the 20.
Yep.
That is just fortunate right there.
I thought for sure it was going to be a Tiger touchdown there.
I don't even know who made the hit.
I'm proud of them, whoever it was. And I might have to ask a ref later who it was. Later, because it was great to witness, even though I didn't see it.
That's right.
Looks like the Tiger coaches are a little disappointed in that situation.
That's okay.
It happened. All right, North Mahaska's out on the field here in a huddle here trying to figure out what they're going to do with this lovely 41 and a half seconds left.
I think they're going to come out with the victory formation, take a knee.
I would hope so in their case. Any movement of that ball could be dangerous.
Even taking a knee could be dangerous.
It could be.
You got the water boy jumping over.
That's a high quality H2O right there.
And they're coming up to the line of scrimmage here.
With the victory formation.
And nice V format. Taking the knee. And the clock is going to wind down on the last game for the Warhawks. It's going to be a 13-6 victory for them.
Still got one more play to run, I do believe.
I think you might be right there.
You know, this is a big win for these Warhawks. A lot of them, you know, will be coming back. Trent Wander, Carson Stoghill, Gage Simmons, A.J. Hibbler, Trey Rutledge, Dakota Hudnut, Austin Lanfear, Zeb Williams, James Spiker, and Adam Pothoden. We wish you luck as for next year and everything else. Wish you luck in your future endeavors and all that.
Well, that is a win for the Warhawks in the last game here.
Northland has to win 13-6.
I appreciate Wendell taking the night off and letting me come here have some fun for the last game. And
you know, we appreciate you guys tuning in to us this year, and especially Joe and the boys back at the mother station for letting us be out here and broadcasting these games every Friday night. Fortunately, this is the last weekend you get to hear my sweet voice. It's your first and last time you get to hear.
Yep, my
fuzzy,
sweet voice. Yep.
Sweet voice for the season. Maybe next year you get to hear both of us again. Wendell, wish you could have been here to see this one. It was a nail-biter.
It was a great game to come see and definitely be able to tell you guys all about. It was awesome.
Yep. Thanks for listening to us, and have a good night. Be safe, especially with this fog.
Take care.
All right.